Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And a happy Friday to Kansas City, to all you people out there. You've made it. We've made it. Less than a week until Christmas. Powering on through. What a game.
I know
game.
That I'm hard.
What a game last night. What a game last night, boys. Max Pack, more like Max Quack. Hawks fly together, baby. I want to ask a question real quick to you guys. Rams lost. Probably out of the one seed, Seattle massive win. They play San Francisco the last week of the year. That could be an absolute banger of a game. But I want to ask you this. Matt Stafford last night was insane. Did that loss neglect him in the MVP race? Because what they say, right, you have to win your division is a big key. You got to show up in big moments on primetime television. Probably not, maybe will, can't still win their division. But he had, what, 457, four touchdowns, no interceptions, was an absolute man amongst boys last night. Lost, though, is he still the MVP of the league?
I don't know. I was in Topeka building a stadium yesterday, so I don't really know if he's still the MVP of the league or not. So
wait, they're building a stadium in Topeka?
Topeka, Kansas, apparently, yes, hey, according man, to.
Shout out Stormont Vale. That's where I was born. Little known fact, I was born in Topeka. Nothing good comes from Topeka. Well, I'm proof.
Shout out to Dr. Palmberg, my friend who used to run Stormont Vale Hospital out there in Topeka, Kansas. A little shout out to him and his son Brady, who was one of my fraternity brothers, a cop out there in Topeka, Kansas. That's about all of Topeka that I know.
It produced your boy.
It did produce you, right? Yep. And you guys ran from there as fast as you possibly could,
I think so.
Could,
I don't
right?
really remember. I think it was there until about 3 years old.
Oh, you were there that long
That's
in Topeka.
Right,
wow.
Dude, I got roots in Topeka,
wow,
man.
Look at you. Topeka strong over here, man. Yeah. Would you have gone to Seaman?
I think that's where I came from.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and then
yeah.
we went to Topeka.
Okay, yeah. yeah. You, so I didn't know if you were going right. to go to Topeka Seaman or if you were going to go to Topeka High or there's another one
that's
out
where
there
Trevor's
in Topeka.
From. Simeon.
Yeah, that's right. He is. That's correct.
No, yeah. Yes. I don't. And then what's funny is I've never been back. 38 years old. It's been 35 years.
And you haven't been to Topeka? The only time I shouldn't say that.
I am the Paul Simon song, The Obvious Child.
Yeah, right.
I went to Chipotle, young man.
Went to dinner one time, and that's I take that back. I've probably been to Topeka probably six times maybe in my entire life.
Let's
I had a wedding. I had a wedding in Topeka one night where I drank shots of gin, and that's why I don't drink gin anymore.
No, you, never mind.
Yeah, right.
Dropped the G and got the J.
That's right. So that time I was in Topeka, one other time I had a meeting in Topeka when I was in college, Mm-hmm. Like, then I've driven through Topeka to get to Colorado. So, I mean, other than that, yeah, I haven't spent much time in Topeka, Kansas. And so it looks like the stadium is going to be built in Topeka, I guess, is what the listeners were telling everybody yesterday, according to Alex Gold. But, Matthew Stafford, it's hard to say if he should be the MVP of this league or not. I don't know. It changes every week, right? And he balled out yesterday, but his team didn't win. You know, the quarterback, you got to get your team to win, I guess. You got to win the division. So I don't know.
Did the odds shift at all?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
He was -300 or -250, wherever you got it yesterday. Again, still had a night last night.
He should still be, in my opinion, but will he? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know who takes that next step up to be that. I mean, Sam Darnold,
whoever wins the AFC East.
Whoever wins the what?
AFC East.
Yeah, maybe. That's fair. Yeah, if Drake May or Josh Allen, yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with that. So
it's funny, somebody texted in last night, 8 hours ago, Seahawks are dumb for deferring. If it's tied after both teams possess the ball, the Rams just have to run out the clock or for a tie, and they have the head-to-head tiebreaker. They then followed up that text with, never mind, I'm dumber than the Seahawks.
Yeah, yeah. BBL, stinky. No, you absolutely defer so you can go for two at the end in overtime. It makes all the sense in the world. Ask Kyle Shanahan. You know, like you've got to defer in overtime and whatnot and let the first team go down and do their thing, and maybe you hold them, right? There's no guarantees that you have to score in overtime. That's why I was it's an overtime. No chance. No, stop. Play defense. It's okay. You can do that in the NFL, I think, go out there and play defense. But I think the thing everybody's going to be talking about after that game is the two-point conversion that was. I mean, the whistle blew, and that should have been a dead ball. I mean, once the inadvertent whistle goes off, as we know, that should have been a dead ball there. And I'm trying to think in my head script-wise why that made sense to do that and make that, because I think the NFL wants the Rams to be on top because they're LA and they want that market to work. And to do that for Seattle is really kind of off script, if you will, for the NFL. But that was a bad call by the officials, I thought, yesterday or last night in that game. Once you heard the whistle, the play is officially over. And they were lining up to kick it off, and then they're reviewing this thing. And somebody missed that whistle, man. Somebody big time missed that whistle and allowed those guys to go in there and get that two-point conversion, which ended up allowing them to go to overtime. Like, the Rams had that game won, and the refs blew the whistle, and I mean, those are the things you question, right? Those are the things that make you go,
Game of the year?
Yeah, that or week one.
Buffalo Ravens?
Week one. I know it's week one, so it's so far away now, but that game was amazing.
It was, yeah.
It was incredible. Obviously, look now, Baltimore sucks. What does it matter? That game had more, this but game had more
time,
stakes,
but at the time. But at the time, yeah, absolutely.
At the time, that game could have depended on who the one seed was, and last night's game did depend on who the one seed was.
Yep. 100%. Shout out Rashid Shaheed, too. That punt return changed the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Changed the game.
Yep.
Special teams can be a factor.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to see a return here. I mean, we haven't had one since COVID, for God's sakes. What do you think happens first?
Oh, God.
Mm. The Chiefs return a punt or a kick for a touchdown, or they open the stadium in KCK. And I'm being serious about that, because the time frame to open the new stadium in KCK is, 2031, right? How many years is that from now?
Six
roughly?
Yeah.
I'll give them one. They're going to get one.
When was the last time they returned?
19.
Right? So it's about the same time frame we're looking at, guys.
Wow. That's so sad. That's egregious.
I mean, think about it, right? Think about it. It's about the same time frame from the last time that the Chiefs returned a kick or a punt for a touchdown to when the new stadium's going to open in KCK.
Mm.
So what do you think happens first? I'm asking a legit question.
They'll return one this week.
It probably. Yeah. It'll probably be Saturday or Sunday against Tennessee, right? They'll return a kick for a touchdown. Too little too late for that, right? But, whatever.
Speaking of too little too late, I'm going to turn my microphone off here, because yesterday was, I think, a realization and a punch to the gut to some of us in Jackson County.
Can I ask you why a punch to the gut?
For some of us,
mm-hmm.
I just lost both of my teams. My whole life, I had the Royals and I had the Chiefs. I voted yes. I thought, well, this will definitely pass. I know it's a frustrating thing because of taxes and people's things like that. And yesterday I talked to several friends, some of which are season ticket holders, some of which are, like me, that love that this team, both of these teams were here. And of course, they, you get the calls and it's like, hey, is the news true? Are they really going to move? And are they really going to leave Missouri? And I said, I think the answer to that is yes. And I think we'll know that on Monday. And it was a punch to the gut, because I don't think we realize in the long run how much we're going to miss out on not having professional teams in the county and this side that we've had our whole lives. And again, like, it doesn't ruin my fan base. I'm not one of those people that if they move to Kansas, I'm not going to be a fan. I don't care if they, you know, if they are in that side of the state, I'm still going to go see their games. I'm still going to love those teams. But it was an absolute punch to the gut of realization yesterday that they're no longer here on our side. They're what it seems like, and what you have the rest of the time here, Bob, to do is explain what went wrong, where it's going, and where it's going
to
be.
Well, there's obviously a lot to get into, but you know, I want to rewind a little bit to February 26, 2024, and it was a Monday morning, and I came on the radio. We were on the AM at the time on 610. Remember those days, Dusty, on the AM radio station? And I came on the air on February 26, 2024, and I said, I talked to somebody yesterday in the know, and I remember vividly because I remember the date and where I was. I was boarding a flight in Phoenix coming back from spring training, and I got a text from somebody about everything that was getting ready to happen before the vote. And the text basically was to the level of, if this vote fails in Jackson County, there will be other municipalities that will step up and will be interested in the Royals and the Chiefs. And so it's not a threat. It's not a scare tactic. It was a legitimate conversation that was going on. If this vote fails, other municipalities will step up. And nobody wanted to believe that. Nobody wanted to believe that these two teams would consider doing anything else, because everybody lives in a world of it'll never happen. You know, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. That'll never happen. And then it does happen. And you're thinking to yourself, what went wrong? Well, what went wrong is, as somebody said yesterday, Missouri had the first right of refusal on this and refused. And once Missouri voters said no, both the Royals and Chiefs then had to proceed to look around the area to see where they could go. The good news is they're not leaving the area, right? They're not going to Nashville. They're not going to Salt Lake City. They're not going to LA. They're not going to one of other these cities that may want them. They're moving across the state line, and they're still Kansas City. They're still here, and it's still our teams, and there's nothing different other than where they are going to be relocated. And so yesterday, needless to say, was a very busy day with everything that went in. Are the Chiefs going to Topeka on Monday is the big question. And the answer to that is, I believe yes, but I also understand that there's a couple of more things that need to be tightened up before they go to the Topeka. If the Chiefs are heading to Topeka on Monday, and I'm talking Mark Donovan, Clark Hunt, those guys, if they're headed to Topeka on Monday, then we know the Chiefs are definitely 100% moving. And I do believe the Chiefs are 100% moving. I do believe that deal has already been consummated, quite frankly, from the conversations that I've had. And I do believe that they will announce on Monday that they are going to the state of Kansas. And that's, you know, that's where we sit right now with the Kansas City Chiefs. They've given every opportunity for Missouri. They gave the first right of refusal to Missouri, and Missouri refused. I mean, and that's what it was. I mean, there's no other way to kind of describe that. And so I think right now the LCC, which is the board that approves the Starbond District, is meeting on Monday. That meeting's been scheduled for 3 weeks. We've been talking about that meeting for a while now. I kept saying December 22nd was a big day. You know, it's the LCC meeting. And at that meeting, they can do one of two things: approve a stadium for the Chiefs, or they could approve an extension to get more things worked out. Most people that I've talked to, I should say the majority of people that I have talked to, have said there's no extension that's going to be ratified. It is ratification of the stadium going to Kansas City, Kansas. Now, exactly where are they going to go over there? I said a couple of months ago, the Chiefs have 5 plots of land that they currently own and have control of over in Wyandotte County, where they can build the stadium. That in turn means the practice facility will be in the state of Kansas as well, because both states, which was smart, said, if we're paying for the stadium, you're keeping your practice facility here, right? So that's the smart move as well, that the practice facility will be in the state of Kansas. And I think it will be a world-class practice facility that they are building. I know they've been in communication with the Olathe School District and the city of Olathe. They've also been in conversation with the city of Shawnee. Those kind of propped up over the last 2 weeks that they've been in conversations with the city of Shawnee as well. And so I do believe that we will have both of these teams relocating across the state line and will be in Kansas. And I'm not going to be one of these I told you so guys, but this isn't something that, like, nobody should be surprised about this. Nobody in the world should be stunned and surprised that this is happening, because on February 26, 2024, I told everybody this was a distinct possibility if the April vote fails. The April vote failed. Everybody else out of the woodwork started bidding and giving and, you know, trying to get these two teams. and KCK and Overland Park are going to win. And that's just kind of the way it is. And I think it's also an awakening because Lockton's moving over to Kansas as well, a major corporation leaving, you know, KC Mo and moving literally across the street at College and State Line, where they're going to be setting up shop. So in the matter of, you know, a month, it's, you know, looking like Missouri's going to lose one of their biggest employers in Lockton. They're going to lose both of their professional sports franchises. And the big picture is now the balance of power in this town is no longer KC Mo. They're not the top dog anymore. It is Kansas. It is Johnson County. It is Wyandotte County. They are the economic engines now of this city. They are the spot where corporations are moving, where teams are moving. It's where people want to be right now because that's where the people are. That's where the jobs are. And it's really a sad day, quite frankly, for Kansas City, Missouri, because they've now lost all of their identity. And it didn't have to be that way. And we'll get into it more at 7 o'clock. But this is a major fail on the part of two people, Mayor Lucas and Frank White. And there's nobody else that anybody in the state of Missouri should be blaming other than those two gentlemen, because they messed this thing up more ways than anybody. And they really, really, really cost their city, their state, and their county the opportunity to have both of these franchises. And so when people say what went wrong, Quentin Lucas and Frank White are what went wrong for the state of Missouri and Jackson County to lose both of these franchises. And, you know, the Royal stuff yesterday, Ty Masterson came out, the president of the Kansas Senate, basically saying, look, the Royals are moving. We just got to get a couple of other things figured out. They're committed to Kansas. And I've said for a while now, it's going to be one of two spots. It's going to be either the Asperia campus or a potential land swap across the 115th Street with Black and Veatch. Black and Veatch would take over the Asperia campus, and the Royals would build their stadium where the current Black and Veatch headquarters are right now. That's all commensurate on the negotiations that are taking place with the Jay, that have been taking place with the Jay at a rapid rate to try to get things done. I can tell you there are people within Royals ownership who want this thing done now. There are people within the state that want this thing done now. The Royals have taken too much time on this. And I think the Chiefs jumping them is a message to the Royals. It's time to go. It's time to, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's and kind of figure this thing out. And so, you know, from where we sit right now, Overland Park will have the Royals. Wyandotte County will have the Chiefs. The practice facilities will be in Kansas for the Chiefs. Obviously, the Royals practice facility is in Arizona, you know, because of the spring training and how all of that works. But the balance of power has shifted. And if people in Missouri are upset,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Understand that, and you should be upset because your leaders failed you. Quentin Lucas and Frank White failed Kansas City by allowing this to happen. And I know I live in Johnson County. I was the biggest damn supporter of a downtown stadium for about 20 years. I wanted that downtown ballpark more than anything in the world. And it looked like we were headed in that direction. And that's when Mayor L got involved and Frank White got involved and ruined it for everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.